The Teton Art Lab is a local art space that connects Jackson to the greater arts community through its residency program and public events. And on Thursday evening at 6 p.m., art and science will collide with visiting artist Chad Stayrook. He's coming to us from Brooklyn, but many other places as well. His artist talk begins at 6, and there will be an open studio from 6 to 8. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you say that your work is based around the Romantic era of exploration and science, and I wondered if you could talk more about that.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, like in the, I guess, late 19th century, there was sort of this romanticism in science where there was still a lot about our own kind of world being discovered. And people were going on these expeditions to like, you know, find places in the world that had never been really explored. And a lot of those journeys were sort of, it was about like sort of collecting scientific data, but it was also about kind of understanding one's self in the world. So it was very kind of like emotional, sometimes even like spiritual experience. And I think my work is kind of about playing with those ideas of science, like sort of looking at the magical side of it, and trying to kind of create a framework to understand the world that we live in.
And would you say that kind of more romantic, even magical sense of discovery has been lost in a world where science has become very empirical?
I would say that like emotion is kind of frowned upon in science. It's about fact and sort of looking at the world very sort of objectively. And I think that there's, so you don't see that kind of like that, the like scientist behind the science who is actually this human being and actually has emotions and that sort of thing, you know? And I don't know, I guess I'm sort of interested in like what those relationships are like what's the relationship between like two scientists working in a lab together that's more on a personal level. So I don't know that it's lost. I mean, there's still like a larger sort of universe out there that we're starting to discover a lot of things about that brings a lot more of this kind of romantic unknown idea into things again. But yeah, it has sort of trended towards more, you know, empirical evidence is the kind of key point of scientific work right now. So
you must not be the only one that feels that way, because I feel like the movies about, you know, the Stephen Hawking movie that came out and the double helix discovery, the kind of personal side of human dynamics is really interesting.
Yeah. I think it's a fun area to sort of explore.
So what attracts you to that kind of bigger picture stuff, the sublime, for instance? You did a discovery recently where you were searching for the sublime, kind of ingest that, you know, you can't find it or touch it. But what attracts you to that?
I think it's just the unknown. There's sort of a magical quality to things that we don't completely understand. And it sort of allows for kind of endless creative thought around, you know, trying to sort of create answers to things that are bigger than us.
So if you're just joining us, I'm talking with artist Chad Stayrook. He's here as part of the residency program at Teton Art Lab and will be giving an artist talk in open studio on Thursday evening. That starts at 6. What have you been working on while you've been in Jackson, and what will people see at the open studio?
So I've been playing with some different materials. I've been working on some pottery, which is some things that have been coming back into my work. And I've been interested in a while sort of working with concrete casts. So I've sort of been trying to figure out a good recipe for concrete, and then kind of basically making these objects. One series is sort of based on the cycles of the moon. I'm making these props that are going to be used in a video shoot. I'm hoping to shoot some of the video before the open studios and get a little bit of it edited. I'm not sure if that'll happen, but hopefully. Otherwise, I have a bunch of sculptures. I've made this sort of A-frame tent out of fluorescent tubes that are coming out of cast concrete. So it should be pretty interesting.
Excellent. And travel plays a huge part in your work. Is that something you knew you wanted to integrate into your practice as an artist, or how did that come about?
Yeah, it kind of happened sort of organically. I started doing a lot of residencies one in particular to the Arctic Circle. It was like a sailing residency where I was on a boat with some other artists for about a month. And it was, you know, it took us to these places that were just sort of otherworldly, almost like being on another planet. And to be able to work in that environment, I still do a lot of video and that sort of thing. So traveling and going to these places that are just kind of incredibly beautiful and strange and filming these videos. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I had one last question. What kind of music do you listen to when you're making art, or what's your relationship to music in that way?
Yeah. Gosh, all sorts of things. Although lately I've been listening to more sort of like folky, kind of like Laura Gibson, Marie Sue. They're always on my playlist. I collaborate with musicians sometimes, you know, building kind of installation environments and having artists play inside of them and that sort of thing. So, it's definitely a big part of the practice.
That was Chad Stayrook. He is doing an artist residency at the Teton Art Lab, and you can catch an open studio and artist talk on Thursday evening starting at 6.